Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, I'm talking with experts about their predictions and expectations for big themes and trends in 2015. So today, I have the pleasure of introducing Geneva Stevens, who's a CRM expert at a major U.S. telecom. And Geneva is going to talk a little bit about what some of what she sees is coming down the pike for us in 2015. So welcome, Jenny.
Thanks, Lauren. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. So, Jenny, we've been talking about some themes, and I want to start first with this whole idea of mobile-first design and mobile-first apps. You seem to think that's a big theme for next year. Is that right?
Yes, I think, you know, we're going off of what's already shown up really in 2014. It has been, you know, ever since the smartphone came out. But I think 2015, with so many people getting in the mobile game, just to give customers that ability to not have to go to a computer and access all their information and not have to be in store and basically be the consumer, fast consumers, you know, sitting at work, needing something, ordering, done. I think that's really where marketers know that that's where they're going to gain the most audiences for their products.
And we'll probably see next week in terms of even just mobile sales and the holiday season, I'm sure we'll see an uptick there in terms of mobile sales. So, yeah, big theme for next year.
Yeah, I mean, you see the sales of the iPhone 6 and, you know, the coming of age for, you know, I know Google Wallet's been out there for a while, but Apple Pay was what made everybody interested in it. So I think you're starting to see that everybody just wants to use their phone for everything.
Right. So this kind of leads into the next big theme that I think you want to talk about, which is Internet of Things, wearables. What do you see there for next year?
Well, I think marketers and just overall companies are looking at how the Internet of Things is going to work with how they push their products to the consumer. And the consumer wants to be able to know everything right on the dot, right at once. So, you know, even if they don't have their phones, they can now have their watches. Watches seem to be, you know, up and down in terms of how much people like them, but now we also have a connected car. So if you need an oil change, you know, something can pop up in your app, or if you are, you know, somewhere where that's near a certain restaurant, rather than even pulling out your phone, you now have something in your car telling you what's available. And then, of course, there's, you know, something like Amazon Echo, where you start building lists and it just records what you want. And then I would imagine that the idea is overall Amazon, other places will be using that to market the right materials to the person based on their personalized needs.
So that's a perfect segue to the next theme we wanted to talk about, which is this whole idea of personalization of messaging and products and geolocation and other trends in customer experience. So what do you see there in 2015?
Well, I think everybody knows when they're opening these apps now, it's always asking you, do you want to use your current location? Do you want to get more you want to allow this to run in the background on your phone while you're not even using the app? With the idea of these applications are now able to see where you are. And I know that some people feel like that's maybe an invasion, but it's so that you are not marketed to in the wrong way. You know, when you open up a Google Maps, obviously being the easiest one, you can immediately say current location and you can figure out how to get somewhere. But there's also, you know, with Facebook, it knows where it can, you know, tell you which, it can strategize advertisements to you that are relevant to you. And you can even use Groupon and know exactly what you can get a discount on for 50% off. So I think that that's, you know, some people are open to it, some people are not, but that's where it's going. You know, you have this mobile phone, people are traveling so much, there's, you know, you're not sitting at home for the most of your day, pretty much every day through the week. So, you know, learning where you are, what you really need is going to be effective for marketing campaigns.
Right. And you mentioned that there's some hesitation about these services. And I've definitely talked with other experts who say in order for this to work, you know, companies to be intrusive and to get this kind of data from customers, they kind of have to offer something in return that's valuable to customers, right?
Right. And that's, you're seeing, I mean, the Google Maps of the world are obvious, you know, easily. Google has really perfected that, and so has Facebook. But I think there's plenty of, you know, you see point systems and, you know, even like Kroger has, or, you know, grocery stores have, you know, incentive savings cards that I think you'll see going into mobile applications. So, yeah, it's all about giving the service to the customers and then the customers being okay with sharing the data.
So now you had kind of a theory about another theme that I haven't heard before. So I want to talk to you about this. You flagged what you called all-in-one systems. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, well, I think we're seeing, so there, you go into large organizations, even small organizations, you see so many different systems being utilized. You know, the back end IT is logging into so many different areas to get similar information. And I think we're seeing with the CRMs of the world really pushing the envelope with this. You see Salesforce and Microsoft Dynamics, you know, buy marketing automation companies, buying analytics companies, buying, you know, getting into the ERP space. So it's really starting to be where I think that not too long from now, there's going to be one system that the company holds to, and really that's where they grab all of their information. Because there's apps in app exchanges and app stores that can be bolted onto these CRMs that really do everything from marketing to, you know, customer service to delivery. You can even, you know, you can add like postal delivery and logistics. So I think in hiring in HR. So I think that that's where it's going, is that rather than people saying, oh, CRM is for sales and marketing automation is for marketing, it's how do we see a full end-to-end process inside one system so that everybody can utilize it and not have to worry about getting different stories from the same data.
Right. And so kind of easing that burden for users to get that one picture of customers and products and departments and kind of a better and more intelligent picture of their operations.
Right, right.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for kind of summing up some of the big themes that you anticipate for next year. And as always, we really appreciate having you. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
And if for more on CRM and other trends, check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.